another 3%, you already have 9.
They're buying in the market.
They're buying more, but they have 9.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. This is Roshni, the moderator for your conference call today. Welcome to the Pfizer conference call. We have with us today Mr. Keval Handa, Managing Director, Mr. Narendra Kaur, Director Corporate Affairs, Ms. Kavita Bhavnani, Senior Manager Accounts, Mr. Ketan Palkar, Director Risk Assurance, and Mr. Prajeev Nair, Company Secretary. At this moment, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question and answer session. At that time, if you have a question, please press star and one. I would now like to turn the conference over to Ms. Kavita. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Very good afternoon to all of you. The first quarter results were adopted by the board in the meeting held on March 31, 2008, and the numbers are available with you. So the results reflect that our company's net sales have dropped by 3% during the first quarter as compared to the first quarter of last year. These figures are not really comparable. The drop is mainly on account of the four brands transferred to Johnson & Johnson in the current quarter. Excluding these brands, the sales have grown by 5%. The 5% of the growth has two components, basically price and volume. Price is approximately 2.5% and the balance is in terms of volume. The major growth drivers for the quarter have been products like Magnex, Lyrica, Minipress and Amlogard. They are all in the high double-digit growth. Animal Health division has also contributed almost 18% to the sales growth. Also, during the first quarter, we have introduced our new sales system and that has created a lot of teething problems, impacting our invoicing and billing to some extent. Operating and other income has increased by 51%, mainly due to higher interest income realized on our surplus funds. Material consumption is 32.9% of sales as compared to 33.8% in the previous quarter. This favorable material consumption is mainly on account of better product mix. Personal cost has increased by approximately 3.5%. This is due to the impact of the revised accounting standard 15, which has been adopted by the company in the current quarter. Manufacturing and other expenses is currently around 29% as compared to approximately about 28% last year first quarter. This 1% increase is essentially due to the launch expenses of the new patented product called Champlex. This product has been launched in the last month of the current quarter. Also during the quarter, the company has realized a profit of 210 crores on account of divestment of four brands of consumer healthcare portfolio to Johnson & Johnson Limited. This profit has been reflected under exceptional items in the current quarter. Profit before taxation has improved by 10% and the net profit has improved by 6%. This is after excluding profit on brand sales. Taxation as a percentage of PBT in the current quarter is 25.7% as compared to 35.9% in the first quarter of last year. This is lower as it includes capital gain tax on profit for brand sales. That's all in brief on the financials. I now request Mr. Keval Handa to share with you a little bit on the industry.
Very good afternoon to all of you and thanks for coming to this analyst call. The market itself seems to have slowed down, which was growing almost at a double digit. The last 2 months is growing around 7 to 8%. So that doesn't seem to be a very good sign. And when market slows down, basically the mature products have a major impact. And therefore, if you look at our portfolio, the two big mature products are Corex and Becozol, and we had a positive growth of Corex this month. But unfortunately, because we grew negatively 2%, mainly because of inventory. And the second reason being our new system, which Kavita mentioned, had a major impact. In terms of billing, we've almost lost the billing over 2 to 3 weeks of billings in the system. But there is good, strong growth on KDB products, which is very heightening, and looking at Lyrica growing at almost about 51%, Amlogard 27%, Saldine 22%, and I think what was also interesting is that Viagra takeoff has started taking place, and it grew almost by 64%. This quarter, we also, at the end of the quarter, we had a campaign for launch of our new products. which we launched in this quarter. A smoking cessation product called Champex is an excellent product, and we will be spending a lot on M&D on this product, and the initial results are pretty good, yet we have not gone on media hype and television spots, which will be followed in next few months. The other product that we launched just yesterday was a product which enables to reduce the blood loss in surgery, a product known as Cyclocapron, basically used in hospitals. A very good product, a product from Pfizer pipeline, and this will be a very interesting product for our Critica team. So these are two products that we launched this year, and there are plans for launching a few more in the coming quarters. As far as the industry is concerned, the suspense on the drug pricing continues, and most of you are also aware of some of the challenges of which the patented drugs are undergoing, and some of it are in the court and some of it the controller of the patent. So this is going to be a tough period for multinationals to get their patents completely commercialized in the country. So we are looking at these cases and seeing and following them and see how it takes shape. So that's what I have today, and I think I will be very happy to take some questions from you. So Roshni, I hand over back to you.
Thank you, Mr. Handa. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the live question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and one on your push button on your phone and await your turn to ask the question when guided by the facilitator. If a question has been answered before your turn and wish to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing the hash key. Ladies and gentlemen, for any questions, please press star and one now. Our first question is from Mr. Prakash Agarwal from TB.
Hello sir, this is Prakash from Maitri. Just wanted to check on the lease expirations of your Mumbai office. What kind of rentals we are presently paying there, and when does it expire? And secondly, what time frame we are expecting to move to the new office, and what kind of cost we could incur there?
Yeah, that's a good wake-up call you have given it to us. Well, the lease expenses are in the range of 70s, I think, per square foot at this point of time, because it's an old lease. It expires in 2010. It expires in 2010, and we are actively in lookout for an office space. We have not yet decided it's going to be lease or outright purchase. And hopefully the market will crash further so that we are able to get a better deal.
Okay, so just connecting one, how much area we are presently using in our main office?
We have roughly around about 75,000 to 80,000 square feet.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Agarwal, for your question. Next in line is Mr. Bhavin Shah from Dolat Capital.
Good afternoon, everyone. So my question is, we've shown nearly about 5% growth on the top line, of which if I remove the hive off to make it much more comparable, we've grown nearly about 3% in the pharma division. So if you could back it up with a few more arguments as to how this has been achieved.
How this has been achieved?
I mean, is it those brands, those four, five brands that have really contributed a lot?
I said, we had a very marginal growth of 2% in Corex. Unfortunately, because we had a negative growth in the quarter, and that these two major projects, because it was impacted because of a new system and some inventory in the trade. But all other brands, if you look at, just to give you an idea, Sulfurazone grew at about 22%, Minipress 24%, Lyrica 51%, Amlogar 27%, Jalutil grew by about 26%. So I think I should stop there because they are very interesting growths taking place.
Okay, so these top 10 products, if I could take it as a basket, has really
contributed. Double-digit growths.
Has nearly contributed to what percentage of the pharma division?
Well, I think if you look at pharma division, the Corex and Vicodin itself will the consumer has contributed right now just about 20%, and the rest is animal health contributes 19%.
So my question was really on the top 4-5 brands.
If you look at, I would put it this way, if you look at top 2, that is Bicosil and Coreg, that they would contribute about 30%.
Top 2?
Yeah.
Right, sir. And the way to see some of the press releases on Champix that have just come across in certain...
Very, very heartening and good product, and I think it's the conference taken pretty well. We already have something like 400 to 500 prescription generated of this product.
Right, sir. So your call on when could we possibly see the launch of Sezentry and what NATCO is doing about it?
That is actually by the U.S. You're talking about Maraviroc. This is all by the press. And the product is not yet even approved by the... it's not yet marketing approved.
Right.
So it's too early to comment on that.
All right. If you could tentatively, express your launching date, would it happen this year or next year?
I said it's too early to comment on that. And this is again that the product is only used for third line.
Okay.
It's not been approved for first line. So even for in terms of market potential, it's very, very small.
Alright, sir. So on the services segment, there's been a 2% degrowth. Is it attributed more to the Forex problem?
I think maybe less number of clinical trials this year.
So the revenue degrowth is more on account of the Forex situation, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, sir. I'll just get back, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shah, for your question. Ladies and gentlemen, for any further questions, you are requested to press star and 1 on your push button phone. Next in line is Mr. Kaushik Poddar from KB Capital Markets. Mr. Poddar, please go ahead.
Yes. You started off by saying that the growth in the pharmaceutical segment is around 8% or something. Can you give some reason why this is so? I mean, is it part of the GDP growth coming down, or is there any specific reason for it?
I don't know. We see this growth last 2 months. We thought 1 month may be an exception, but last 2 months we are saying the growth is coming down. The offset is not taking place. And there is a whole lot of uncertainty of the pharmaceutical policy. People are not really putting the plan in place. And B is post budget. This will further come down because the pricing impact will have it. So if you discount further, I think post budget you may see a growth of around 5-6%.
Okay. So this percentage you're talking is the value terms, is it? The growth you're talking? Okay. And secondly, this new Salesforce system you have devised, can you talk a bit on it? Because apparently you have missed out some sales because of this. That's what you just said.
It's not the Salesforce system.
Okay.
It's the new accounting system, the business accounting system that we put in place.
Okay.
And that had some teething problems, because of which it's some performance and operation problems.
Okay.
We lost billing for about 2-3 weeks.
Oh, it's more an accounting process, not the sales
it's the sales stock accounting.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Poddar. Our next question comes from Mr. Nimesh Desai, Motilal Oswal Securities.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Yeah. Just wanted one broad feeler from your side. I mean, you pointed out that domestic industry, overall average industry growth probably going to slow down because of various reasons. And you implementing new sales system plus divestment of certain consumer business brands. So given these 2-3 main factors impacting you, could you give us some flavor as to what kind of top-line growth can we expect from Pfizer this year, and whether margins would be sustained at the last year levels, or should we expect a decline in margins?
The margins have improved, actually, if you see.
Yeah.
The margins have improved even this quarter also. So we really would be improving margins as compared to last year.
Okay.
We lost a portfolio of almost about 60 crores last year. So when you're looking at the growth in that context, there is no like-to-like comparison.
Mm-hmm.
So that one has to bear in mind. And in the first quarter, unfortunately, we lost some billing.
Right.
What I am very optimistic is the way our KDB products, the one detailing products, are growing at double digits, which is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to see an off-tech of mature products, which really happens with the market growth growing.
Mm-hmm.
If the season will start in and kick in next quarter,
right.
So hopefully with the on-take of season, there would be some good growth for the mature products.
Okay. But on a, if I were to compare it on a like-to-like basis,
it's about 5% growth.
Yeah, and this kind of a growth, is this growth going to pick up in coming quarters?
Should be, because we want to launch two products, so the growth has to pick up.
Growth has to pick up. Okay, and any reason you can give us why Corex is slowing down?
Corex is actually grew at about 2%.
Yeah, 2%, yeah.
There are a lot of regulatory challenges on Corex. And that's where the issues are in terms of stocking by the chemists, in terms of stocking distribution norms, and also that regulatory challenge in terms of some states banning the products or issuing a dictum not to sell. Those are regulatory challenges.
Okay, and are you getting adequate codeine supplies from the government?
Yeah, the codeine supply is not an issue right now.
It's not an issue. Okay. And last question is, can you disclose?
If you look at, so let's say, our competitors in terms of codeine brand, negative growth.
Okay.
They have slided much faster than what we have done. We have arrested the negative growth.
Right.
And the negative growth continues.
Okay. And you mentioned something about launching one of the blood clotting products just very recently.
Yeah, it's not a blood clotting. It's the stopping the loss of the blood during surgery.
Okay.
Now, this is a very interesting product because it gives us a great opportunity to really meet the needs of the doctor and the patients, because you find very difficult to get blood bottles nowadays, you know.
Okay.
And then again, there is an issue of the screening of the bottles, how far they are good or bad.
Right.
And then transfusion, there are always issues.
Mm-hmm. So what is the potential market that this drug is targeting? I believe it will be used in
hospital. It's a concept product.
Pardon?
It's a concept product. Don't go by market.
Okay.
There is no market as of now.
Okay, and is this product patented or it's a non-patented?
No, it's an old product, non-patented.
Non-patented product. So the only patented product that's there, which you've already launched, is Champix.
Yeah.
Okay, and any feeler you can give us on what kind of promotional expenditure you will incur in Champix?
We've been getting more at this point of time, and we'll be more than normal. We do it in case of other products, because this is. Will pay a dividend in longer runs, and we are trying to monitor some of the metrics as to whether these promotions, upfront promotions, we are able to achieve those metrics.
Mm-hmm.
If we are, then we will be in a position to sustain the campaign.
Okay.
But as you know, in past many products in this category have been launched and failed.
Failed, yeah.
So we have to be very careful with this. And in the last 10 years, no product has been launched in this category.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very unique product, and hopefully we have a good combination of pull and push to ensure that this product is a success.
Okay, but how is this product different from all those who have failed in the past? Like, for example, GSK, one of the GSK products had failed. Is this product any different, very different from that product?
Well, the others are maybe patches or nicotine-based product, but this is not a nicotine-based product.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it really reduces your craving for smoking.
Okay.
So it worked on that, and the results have been pretty good, and in terms of the success is quite double than whatever the existing products are.
Okay.
So that way, the confidence on the product is very high.
Okay. Okay.
So it's only you need to get the footprints of quitters who want to quit smoking.
Mm-hmm.
It only work if you want to quit smoking, you know.
Right. Obviously.
Like you can take the horse to drink the water, but if it doesn't drink the water, it never works.
Right. And lastly, any figure you can give us on deployment of the cash we have on the balance sheet?
As of now, really, it's still on the balance sheet. And we're looking at option, as I said, in the housing part of it, and see, in the housing, in the office part of it, and we'll see how much money that we will require to be investing there. We are also actually pursuing a few other inorganic opportunities if there are any.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, fine. I'll fall back in the queue then. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Desai, for your questions. Ladies and gentlemen, for any further questions, you're requested to press star and one now. Our next question comes from Mr. Rahul from Capital Markets. Mr. Rahul, please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Just one question from my side. Regarding this new launch product, which stops the blood flow, can you give us a sense of how the competitive scenario in India?
Well, this, as I said, nobody has promoted this concept in surgery yet.
Okay, so this will be a novel like product.
So we will be doing that for the first time, and you know, the way we've been, our marketing strength lies in concept products and creating a market for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really watching this product. We just had a launch yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Looks quite exciting, and the boys are also quite excited with this new concept.
Okay.
And doctors are also like it because they don't like a lot of blood while surgery,
mm-hmm.
and because they attract a lot of complications.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so so India doesn't have any such product till now.
Yeah, the molecule is already there. The molecule is there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's only not been promoted.
Okay. Still, can you, on a global scale, like suppose if I go beyond India,
I think it's globally also, it's a very old product of mine.
Okay.
So we have found a niche market for this year.
Mm-hmm.
The product in India.
Okay.
As you go, things are becoming difficult
mm-hmm.
for replacing the blood also.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes very timely.
Okay. But like still on a global basis, like suppose if I may ask, who would be your main competitor for this product?
So there are a few generics here in the market.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We will be able to... as far as the same molecule class are a few generics,
mm-hmm.
and there are other similar products being used, but we were much better in that class.
Okay, fine. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mr. Rahul, for your question. Next in queue is Mr. Bhavin Shah from Dolat Capital.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question again. Sir, your view on what we said earlier on in-licensing opportunities, how have they progressed so far on the CVS and the anti-biotic category?
You know, all these in-licensing and inorganic opportunities, you kiss 100 frogs and you get one princess. It takes a long time to... 55. So it's on process. The process is on.
Okay, sir. And just one more on the basic financials. If I could get the PBT and the PAT before the exceptional items.
Yeah. So the actually profit before tax, before the exceptional item, is improved by 10 percentage points, which is very good. And the net profit is improved by 6 percentage points.
In terms of absolute numbers?
Absolute numbers, the profit before tax, before operational items, is 49 crores. Hmm? 49 crores. And it's a ratio, if you look at it, which is very good, is 32.4%.
49 and the PAT level?
PAT level should be around about 30 crores. And 20% ratio. Well, I think as far as the profitability ratios are concerned, I think we've done pretty well. In fact, in last full 2007, we never achieved the 32%.
Right, sir. So what I am having is on the PBT basis, we've actually grown by 6% if my calculations are correct.
Yeah, your calculation is PBT without interest.
Or extraordinary.
Extraordinary. Yeah, that's 6%.
Right. Okay. Nice, sir. Which one is there?
33%. Which is good.
Yes, sir. Which has been achieved. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely.
Thanks. That's all, sir.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Shah, for your questions. Participants who wish to ask any further questions, please press star and one now. Ladies and gentlemen, for any questions, please press star one on your push button phone. Our next question is from Mr. Namesh Desai, Motilal Oswal Securities.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question again. Sir, could you just disclose the pricing for Champix? How have you priced this product in India?
Oh, yeah, it's a very reasonably priced. Do you smoke?
No, unfortunately not.
How many guys smoke there, really? We should put all the analysts on this product. the prices is it's a therapy for about 12 weeks therapy.
Okay.
And it's priced at about 15,000 rupees
for the entire 12 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is equivalent to the global pricing, or have we taken an India-specific pricing here?
I think it's a very affordable price, I would say.
Yeah, no, I was just comparing, because in the past, whenever you launch new products like Lyrica, Viagra, you've launched them by and large at international prices.
Yeah. So if you look at comparison,
yeah,
I would say, you save roughly, they say, it's a, if a smoker quits, his payback is what? The price is 9,600, I stand corrected.
9,600.
Even cheaper than what I said.
Okay.
If you see the payback, I think it's paid back within a few months.
Mm-hmm.
The cost of a cigarette is roughly around about a pack is about average 70 to 80 rupees.
Mm-hmm.
And it saves something like 30,000 rupees a month or something like that. Okay. But I think that is not you should look at for this product. The way you should look at is, what is the cost of health? You know, smoking creates a whole lot of complications.
Yeah, correct.
So, you think the benefit on the health, the benefit to the family is much, much larger than what we are talking about, 9,600 rupees.
Right.
Hardly anything. I think this is a very, very reasonably priced product.
Okay. And how much you intend to, approximately how much do you intend to spend on a new office?
No, we have not yet formed up anything.
Okay. So, it can be a leased space also, or should we expect
it? It could be any, based upon where we get good location.
Okay.
I mean, we're in good location, we get a good office.
Right. Okay, fine.
Thank you.
Mr. Desai, for your questions. Ladies and gentlemen, for any questions, please press star and one on your push button phone.
So, if there are no more questions, Roshni, are there any questions?
No, Mr. Handa, there are no more questions in the
show. Fantastic. If there are no more questions, I would like to thank everybody and for coming here. And I think we should be looking for good growth in coming quarters. We do have good plans for consumer health, and we're looking at how do we really ensure that in a shorter span of time, within a year or two, that the loss of sales to J&J is recouped. That's where we are looking and focusing on. There has been a little bit of relook at the entire branding, relook at the packaging, the product presentations, some of the formulation, marketing, and so on and so forth. So there's a whole lot of activity going around that. Our focus right now is on making successes in these two brands, Champex and Cyclo Capron, and we really need the support of all the analysts and all the shareholders to protect our patrons. I think that's very, very critical, and whatever little contribution you can make is that this country needs to respect innovation. Once a patent has been granted, people have to respect that patent, and I think that's very, very critical, because if this doesn't happen, then I think we will be back to square one of Jungle Raj, and I think that's something we need to be mindful of, and your voice is heard louder than my voice, and therefore I seek your support to ensure that this culture of patent, respecting patent, is spread wide across. So once again, thank you very much, and hopefully we will have some good news with you on Champex and Cyclocapron in the next quarter. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference for today. Thank you for your participation and for using Tata Indicom's conference call service. You may please disconnect your lines now. Thank you and have a pleasant evening.
Thank you, Roshni.
Yes.